This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 486 for Thursday, July 21st. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker on Thursday as bearish technical signals, losses in outside markets, and relatively favorable prairie crop weather all weighed on prices. Canola down $23.90 in the November contract at $793.30 per ton. Recent rains were generally seen as beneficial for crop development, although hail damage and excessive moisture in some areas are being watched. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all down on the day, with that general selling pressure spilling into canola as well. Bearish chart signals contributed to the declines, with the November contract dipping below the psychological 800 per ton mark. The next major support comes in around $770, with $750 a major downside target. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures all ended lower. Soybeans continue to be pressured by the favorable Midwestern crop weather, with the November contract down 30 cents at $13.01 per bushel. Chart-based fund selling was a feature as speculators liquidated long positions. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales were solid, though, with just over 200,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 254,000 tons for delivery in the new crop year. The latest weather forecasts call for increased chances of rain across the Midwest over the next few weeks with warm temperatures. Corn, also pressured by the relatively favorable crop weather, although recent heat likely damaged yields to some extent. The September contract down 16 cents at $5.75 per bushel. Bearish chart signals added to the declines, with speculative selling building on itself. Weekly U.S. corn export sales, though, were solid, with 33,000 tons of old crop business and 570,000 tons of new crop. Wheat, it was mixed throughout the day, but lower at the close. Minneapolis down 10 cents in the September contract at $9.13 per bushel. Kansas City down 9 cents in September at $8.61 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 13 cents in the September contract at $8.06 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of just over 500,000 tons were in line with expectations. Uncertainty over Ukrainian exports did keep some caution in the market, as talks between Russia and Turkey on opening a Black Sea corridor continue to lack any firm details. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, July 21st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.